We need the guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord Jesus may be manifested. We know the whole Bible is about Jesus. We know in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's all about Him. We know that health is the manifestation of Jesus in our bodies. We know He lives in us. Help us to let Him manifest His health in us this very night. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to read two scriptures that brought to my attention. We're talking about health. Grace is revealed and released to my faith. Now listen to that. Listen to that, what it says. Health, grace is revealed and released to my faith. Now I want you to make sure you're getting a hold of that. It's not just a statement being made, but you need to meditate that is a revelation that has to be released to your faith. Once you get to your faith, it can be released in your body. Now, total health is Jesus Himself. Matter of fact, the Bible is not about Joseph or Jacob. The whole Bible is about Jesus. And you want him to manifest. When He manifests, well, let's just read this. I'm going to show you something. In Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. See, your health start out spiritually. But once you get far enough in the spirit, it takes a hold of your faith and it can manifest in your body. That's why you're healthy already. See, in the spirit realm, see, anything come from God, you're pulling it out of the spirit realm. It's just like the second scripture you're going to read, and the word became flesh. And the word became flesh in John 1. We're going to read that in a few minutes. And the word became flesh. Yes. Well, that's the same happening all the time in the spirit realm, that Jesus becoming flesh. So in you, when you learn enough about how to take care of yourself and how to flow with Him, He become flesh in you.
All right.
See, everything is a manifestation of Jesus. That's why they don't want us to mention His name. That's why the world gets all upset. I was listening to the minister. The world don't get upset about saying Christ. But if you say Jesus, they get upset. Because they know that's where your power is.
Yes. Yes.
So I want you to say three times, my health is in Jesus.
My health is in Jesus. My health is in Jesus. My health is in Jesus.
He heard you. He heard you. And He's ready to manifest. If I can give you enough what He's saying to me, He'll manifest right up in you tonight.
Praise God.
See, your help, my help is in Jesus. So he says, verse 3 of Ephesians 1 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what?
All
what?
All.
What kind of blessing?
Spiritual.
Where they at?
In
heaven places.
In
Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
So Christ brought all that down. When He came, He brought all that with Him. All the blessing of heaven is in Him.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Also, it points out that you already chosen to be healthy.
Amen.
According as He has chosen us in Him. You see it? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Say, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
And then your health is already confirmed in heaven. Don't care what your last name, what family you come out, what kind of disease that is being dealt with, your health is already predestinated by God. You're predestined by God to be healthy. Wow. Wow. All we're doing in this season is catching up with what is rightfully belong to us. See, in order to drive a car, you got to be trained right. Yeah, you got to know what the brakes, and you got to know, in order to live this life, this supernatural life, you're going to have to be trained right out of this book. To know that you preordained to be a healthy representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're preordained to let Jesus, as he lived in the gospel, to live in your life right now. Yes. To give praise to God. Amen. But if you don't know it, I mean, if you're going through all them emotion and emotion and don't know that it's my divine right, no matter what nobody say, what God, there's no limit on what God,
come on
now. Watch what I say, has done for me. So it's already done. Your health is already done. See. But you're going to have to live in the realm of revelation, in the realm of manifestation, in the realm of transformation. Those realms, your spirit, soul, and body are going to have to come in divine agreement. And the only way that's going to happen is that revelation come out of his word and the Holy Spirit bring you in the knowledge of it. But all three got to come into revelation. Your spirit never was sick.
Right. Amen. Right. That's right.
So we're talking about in this fifth verse, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So we're children, we're adopted. Whatever Jesus had or has belonged to us. All right, let's talk about his health grace. And you read from John 1:1-14. John, you read that and you get the other revelation. Let me go to this revelation. The revelation of health grace. And that's a term that God gave me, health grace. Say it, health grace. Must be revealed by the Holy Ghost. The revelation of health grace must be revealed by the Holy Ghost. Or you're not gonna get it. The system and Satan and substitutes are all in the way. Unless you're gonna walk in revelation, you're not gonna walk in hell. Okay? Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I want you to look at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. And I have a question here. Are you willing to go deeper?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want everybody to hear what I ask.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to everybody up in here and everybody online. Are you willing to go deeper?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to go deeper in the realm of the Spirit to walk in health, because the whole scenario is set up to tell you it don't exist. And they're actually trying to call God a lie. Because he's the God. He said he'd give you a cure and he'd give you health. And he said, not going to take me long. I'm going to give it to you speedily.
Yes,
we read that text. We'll read it again.
Yes.
But the revelation of health grace must be revealed by the Holy Ghost. That in 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Wisdom of men, power of God. Now, we've been, as Christian, we got in the line with everybody else under the wisdom of men. And we forgot we got power.
Come on. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
So I would like for you to write in your note, I have power for help.
I have power.
See?
Amen.
See? And it goes on to say, now look in the 6th verse. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Now perfect there means mature.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And you're not gonna walk in hell unless you're mature, because they got too many Christians gonna talk you out of it. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. Now that's one I want to tell you right in the middle of this. Satan is constantly stealing your health. It's a John 10:10 deal. Because health is a manifestation of the abundant life. Yeah, not in heaven. Yeah, we have eternal life, but the abundant life, health is part of the abundant life. But if you read John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes. Jesus said, I am. I'm coming that you might have life, but you might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Don't tell me you got abundant life and can't breathe. Breathing 3 times as fast as you're supposed to breathe. That's not the abundant life. That's Satan robbing you.
That's right.
You got to fight for what is right for yours. Are you following me?
Yes.
It's a thief. I'm come that you might have life.
Yes.
That's John 10:10, that you might have it more abundantly. But don't tell me nothing about no abundant life. I ain't got my health. We put up with too much. We put up with it. And we got to get angry in the spirit. And submit ourselves to God and resist Satan in the name of Jesus. I resist this pain. See? Demonical forces don't supposed to be running you. You're supposed to be running it. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2:5. Give me 2:7. 1 Corinthians 2:7. Are you willing to go deeper?
Yes, sir.
The revelation of hell grace must be revealed by the Holy Ghost. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Look at this verse. It's right down, I must submit to health wisdom. Yeah, I must submit to health wisdom. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. See, it's a mystery because your health in the flesh don't come by flesh. Your health comes from the inside.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Your health does not come from the outside. Your health comes from the inside. See, your flesh take orders from either your spirit or your soul. So your health actually is already on the inside. You're carrying health everywhere you go. Your body can act a jack all it wants. You're carrying health. Your health is in there. If you know how to go in there and let it flow, it'll change the scenario. Miracles, signs, wonders, gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the Spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, they all start coming out. They're in there. Supernatural powers is available, ready to come out of you right now. See, religion make you lazy. Revelation caused you to fly. I'll give you a revelation here. Actually, in the spirit world, you fly first. Then you run. Then you walk. See, when you get down there, you're walking. But you fly first. They had to wait on the Lord. What is it? Isaiah 40, 31? Turn there. Is Isaiah 40, 31? I think that's it. They that wait on the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now look what they do first. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. See, to receive from God, you can't receive it in a flock. You got to be an eagle. You got to fly by yourself. You got to be willing to let the Spirit take you where no man said it never been. And so when you're spending time with God, God turn you into an eagle. That distraction don't disturb you. Your mind already made up. If it's in the Word, it belongs to me. Then you run. Now you're running with a remnant. You run with a remnant. Then you walk. You're by yourself. You and God. Not a manifestation come through. I got this thing. I don't need the eagle. I don't need the remnant. I got this now, because you done brought it down to earth. Brought it down to your house. Brought it down to your body. Brought it down to your life. Brought it down to your situation. You're letting the manifestation come. See, that's why actually flying, you're not gonna get nothing. Flying, you're making contact. See, notice the scripture. Scripture work backwards sometimes. The scripture don't work. Look like the walking, you leave from walking to running, then fly. No, the scripture go the other way. You fly first. You get in a deeper dimension of the Spirit, then you run, and then now you bring it home. You're walking in it. See, you ain't no hurry no more. You got it. All right. Go back to Corinthians. The revelation of held grace must be revealed by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
In 1 Corinthians 5, give me verse 8. 1 Corinthians 5, 8. Are you willing to go deeper? I got to get out of this one. I got to get somewhere else. But I want to show it. 1 Corinthians, all this slow. I got to get it. I got to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had he known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. You've heard this before. Now they've entered into the heart of man. You ain't heard it on hell. The thing which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. So I'm saying your health is spiritual before it's physical. All right? You must be ready. If you're really going to walk in this kind of health, you must be ready for a threefold operation. Since we're getting operated on so much, let's get operated on up in here. The Holy Ghost want to operate on you tonight. And I'm going to show you this threefold operation. You must be ready for a threefold operation in 2 Timothy 2:15.
All right.
2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed. Now look what he said. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth say, I'm healed. But if I don't rightly divide the word, I'm going to take the symptom from my body and what the system's saying to me, and I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm going to lay down and act like everybody else. What is that? See, study so shall prove unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's an operation there. Now Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Because if you don't, hallelujah. If you don't get it divided right, if you don't get divided right, if the word don't get divided right, if you don't get divided right, you're not going to understand what's happening to you. See, sickness and disease is a body issue. It's a satanic issue. It's a worldly issue. But be of good cheer, for we have overcome the world. Right? What the Bible says in 1 John 4:4. Greater, you have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Why yet then? Why yet if we're succumbing to all of this stuff coming up, where is that greater one at? What he's greater than? He greater than something? Then you combine that with 1 John 5:4. You know what that say? Combine 1 John 4:4 and 1 John 5:4. Then we're going to Hebrews 4:12. For whosoever born of God overcometh all sickness and disease. This is the victory that overcometh this world, even what? Our faith. Right tonight, you are some of the smartest people in the world sitting in this class. Because it's coming. They got another disease they're dancing with right now. You knowing this kind of stuff, you can just take 1 John 4:4, 1 John 5:4, and as I impart it to you tonight and release it to you tonight, you gonna be powerful. All you gotta do is, I'm gonna get my Bible. Jeez, I'm gonna get my Bible. This ain't happening to me. I ain't going through this. Everybody on the internet going through it, you know, Netflix, all I'm going through is, I'm going to read. Yes, I have faith.
Yeah.
My faith has the ability to overcome anything.
Yes.
I got victory.
Hallelujah.
I got victory in my spirit.
Yeah.
I got victory in my soul.
Yeah.
And I got victory in my body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it. I got victory in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
I have victory in my soul.
I have victory in my body.
I'm not going to leave my body out.
The victory.
Jesus paid for all victory. My total man is designed to live in the victory of Jesus. Bible says, so then faith come by hearing. That's why I have you say it and hear it. You understand? We've been trained by feeling so much in the church, by emotion so much that sometimes the Spirit can't even come on us. Notice he didn't say by feeling.
That's right.
He said by faith.
By faith.
Now Hebrews 4:12 now. You rightly divide the word, then the word can rightly divide you. The word of God is quick, powerful. This is a divine operation that put you in position to receive from God what is rightly yours. See, you got to be rightly divided, because if you're not rightly divided, some aspect of your body going to go to lying to you. One, your soul go to lying to you. You see what I'm saying? They go to lying to you, and you got to catch them in a lie. You catch your soul lying to you. You catch your body lying to you. Say, no, you can bring that lie up. Yeah, I'm in charge. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. I'm not a body. So I have to abide by body rule. Are you listening? Don't you even set you, I dare you, don't you even set you and believe that you can't be healthy. Don't even accept that. And don't tell God how. We take the scripture and try to tell God, you're going to do this. God says, I ain't doing nothing. When you listen to me, I'm going to do it. I got another scripture I want you to use. You keep pushing these three scriptures on me. I got something else I want to tell you. I'm telling you now, you know it. We've been trained to do this. Word of faith.
Come on. That's true.
Word of faith. We're going to take a word of faith, and change everything. We're not listening, no. You get your answers when you're praying. Hallelujah. All right, so that's a divine operation in Hebrews 4:12. And then we come to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and then 24 tell us something. 1 Thessalonians, sanctified your spirit, soul, and body. I can't see a sanctified body being sick.
Come
Uh-oh. I can't see a set apart body for God stand sick.
Yes.
That was sanctification mean. I'm set apart.
Yes.
I don't belong to you. I belong to somebody else. I belong to the greater one. The greater one live in me.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And we have this, and the reason, my brothers and sisters, we have to become anointed before we're just saying stuff, we're not anointed. You got to deal with it until you're anointed. And then when you see it, it come out anointed.
Yes.
Quickened in the spirit.
Yes.
That's why meditation is so important.
Yes. Amen.
See, held grace escaped the church. By other information coming in,
yes,
in other direction coming in, and they left held grace out.
All right.
Who can present your body to God? Now, turn to Romans 12:1. If you do Romans 12:1, do you believe God gonna let you stay sick? I beseech you, therefore, brother. Look how he said, do it. By the mercies of God. Lord, have mercy on this body. You present your body to God as a living sacrifice. What kind? A living, holy, and acceptable to God. But you do reasonable service. Huh? Then your health also in verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because your mind got. As your mind go, your body going to go. So you're really not sick in your body. You're sick in your mind. And it took effect in your body. So you got to get it out of there. You got to change your thinking. See, you cannot let a pain determine how you're going to come out. See, you can't let it start working back with the pain, your mind, and you. This is all I can do. No, you got to deal with it in the name of Jesus. All right, you got it, and you got Roman, and then your faith. All right, the Holy Spirit is pouring out the spirit of help on the body of Christ right now. The Holy Spirit in Joel. Chapter 2. Look at Joel chapter 2. The Holy Spirit. When I was studying, that's what he showed me. The Holy Spirit is pouring out the spirit of help on the body of Christ. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Joel, J-O-E-L.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all spirits. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You old men shall dream dream.
Yes.
You young men shall see vision. I'm seeing vision, me. Come on. Next voice. Next voice. And also upon the servant, upon the handmaid in those days, I will pour out my spirit. Go to the next verse. I want you to see that. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. Go to the next verse. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Come, give me verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Delivered.
And it shall come to pass. See, that's for your faith. And it shall come to pass. It might not be, you might not see it right now, but and it shall come to pass. You got to start somewhere.
Yes.
Beyond the known.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Yes.
For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. How long have you been hopeless? Working on a case? Never think about getting out. Never think about being free from it. Because we didn't teach it from the pulpit. See, we'd lay hand on you. You can get healed by laying hand, but you can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
A lot of times people laying hand, ain't nobody getting healed. Come on. You just laying hand. You got to be anointed to lay hand.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't have no laying hand on the service. You ain't got no anointing. You know that's the truth.
That's right.
All them people not getting healed.
Hallelujah.
Now, I heard a man, and I believe he's telling the truth. He knows about the anointing. He said he stepped in the place, anointed on him, and 40 people got out of the wheelchair when he walked in. He ain't laid a hand on nobody. 40 people got up out of the chair when he walked in. Just carrying that anointing.
Hallelujah.
We'll see that if we get out of this stagnation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And know how to yield and know that when I start preaching almost, most of the time you start preaching and teaching, you're not anointed. It come on you while you're preaching. But if you travel with it, when it get there, you'll know it's there. Things can happen supernaturally.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. The word don't work without the anointing. See. So you got to have expectation, not just a letter, not just an outline,
amen,
but you got to expect in the atmosphere the presence of God ready to do something for you. Amen. You lay in the bed tonight, the Lord will operate on you. You get up the next morning and say, it's gone. Why? Because you was in the atmosphere. Are you following me? Your expectation, when you get off, when you start your car off, your expectation should end right there. You take it on home with you. You know, you might have heard one word that'll change your life forever.
Hallelujah.
There's a river that is mentioned in two places, John 7:37-39, out of that belly is just full of rivers of living water, it said there in John 7. Then Ezekiel talked about a river that started out ankle deep. And he measured it. It went to the knees. Ezekiel, let me see, can I get you in that river tonight? Ezekiel 47. Let's go there a minute. See, can I get you the river and get y'all a shout of water? Hallelujah. Yeah. So what we're saying, the river of health grace is ready to flow. The rivers of health grace are ready to flow. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47 and 1. You brought your shouting clothes? You going to step in?
Yes.
All right, you ready to step in? See, because each revelation carries an anointing with it. And you can always step in. A revelation, you can step in that anointing. And that anointing will manifest what that revelation is talking about.
Amen.
Uh-huh. 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 I want to say it again. The rivers of health grace are ready to flow. You have to be ready to step in. And the Holy Spirit will help you. See, you see, back in John 7, it says, blessed are they who thirst and hunger after it. Let the rivers will flow out of them. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, I know living water can heal.
Yeah.
I know living water got health in it. You believe that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
If you don't believe that, I can't help you. The Lord can't even help you. That living water got held in it. See, we've been so religiously brainwashed. When Revelation come out, we're still looking for a ritual. Listen. God is speaking to you up in here tonight. And you got the right to step into those rivers of living water. You step in. See, the rivers, babies, is Revelation. Ain't no water going to come flowing through you. It's Revelation. Ain't nobody going to come here with no dump truck or some tank truck and pour water hose in here. He's talking about Revelation. You've been up in the river tonight. How deep do you want to go? If your ankle deep, only your ankle going to get healed. If your knee deep, only your knees going to get healed. You got to get in there where you can't walk. You got to swim. Floating days are over. You got to know how to float. Are you following me? When it get over your head, where you can't handle it. God, I can't handle this. Do what you do. I'm not going to try to, I ain't going to let no man handle it. I ain't going to nobody else. I'm coming to you right now. I want you to overflow my life with help. Here it come. Because I'm preaching about it, those rivers are up in here tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
In order to receive from God, you got to get in over your head. Yeah, you ain't heard it. I hear my man. God, hear you, but you ain't heard it. In order to receive from God, you got to get in over your head.
Yeah.
Where you can shut up and receive.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Call it yielding to the rivers.
Yeah.
And I got a divine right.
Yes.
Divine right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Held rivers.
Yeah.
Flowing in Darrow tonight. And flowing in the India, flowing everywhere. People online, you're connected. Everywhere somebody connected. How deep do you want to go? How much do you want to receive? Very important. Come on, sit down, let's read it. Psalm 47. You will not find this statement in no book, nowhere. The rivers of health grace are ready to flow. You're not going to find, I tell you what, go, I'll pay for all the books you find. You go to the library and sit there all day. Go to all the bookstores, start reading every book you can find. You're not going to find the rivers of health grace are ready to flow. Only way you're going to see it in the book is somebody listening not going to write it. And that's all right. So in Ezekiel 47, verse 1, see yourself now. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went for eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me to the waters. The waters were to the ankles. And I think it's shadow waters that have kept us from walking now in full covenant right. We're going to go deeper. That helped me, Holy Spirit. I said, we go deeper. Again, he measured 1 foot and brought me through the water. The water was to the knees. Now, I got a hand on, I got something on you that makes you shout. Again, the measure, he measured a thousand and brought me through. The water was to the Lord. Afterward, verse 5, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel it coming now, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going under the water as it go, you know. Yeah, I'm going with it. You got to go with it. You got to flow with it, you see. All right. After he measured 1,000, verse 5, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the water was risen, water to swim in, and a river that could not be passed over. Wait a minute, he's not through. The river bring life. And he said to me, son of man, had thou seen this? Then he brought me and called me to return to the bank of the river. Now, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other side. Then said he unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be. Now remember, you're in the water. So we're talking about healing water that produces health. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, what's moving, whatsoever this river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. For they shall be healed. And everything that shall live, whether the river cometh. Said by faith, I'm in the rivers. Said by faith, I'm in the river. You scared to say it, girl? Say it in faith,
I'm in the river.
The Holy Spirit will help you to you, teach you, know, but you just got to say it. Just got to say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory
to God. Swimming in the rivers of help.
Yeah.
Swimming in the anointing of help.
Yeah.
See that river, those rivers are anointed. You're talking about the anointing. There's rivers of anointing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We in it tonight.
Yeah.
Heal.
Thank you.
I receive it. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God's word is supernatural medicine. God's Joshua 1:8.
Come on.
If you take it right.
Yeah.
God's word is supernatural medicine, but you got to take it right. Joshua 1:8. You take it right. Take it right. You got to meditate it. Yeah, you got to stay with it. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then God shall make thy way prosperous. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success can be good health. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then we look at Isaiah, turn to Isaiah 55. I want to see something else here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55. I'm almost through.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Somebody getting healed while I'm talking. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name. That's right. Receive it, sir. Now, notice I'm going to a certain verse, but I want to back up in the chapter in Isaiah 55:8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, somebody get hooked up there, but I'm going to show you something. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater,
yes,
so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth.
Yes.
It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that what I please,
yes,
and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Yes.
Now, what my point here is, when you have God's word, you have his thoughts. When you have his word, you have his ways. Now, you buckle your seatbelt. You have his word. You have his ways. You have his thought, right? You have his ability. Whoa. You have God's ability living on the inside of you, ready to manifest. I don't only have his thoughts. I don't only have his ways. I have his ability. God in me for my help. You know how busy we're looking for help on the outside? Really, there's no hell on the outside. There's no healing on the outside. The only person can heal you is God. The only person can give you help is God. Could it be we've been looking in the wrong place? Now, as I say, it's Sunday. There's nothing wrong going to get a checkup. Nothing wrong to have a good doctor. But you better have the big doctor. Tell you no when the other doctor says something ignorant. The big doctor says, oh, no, not now, not today. I got testimony after testimony. People say, no, I'm not doing that. They'll tell you you're going to die. They show that. They tell you to die. But you have to be able to listen to God when God telling you something different. Don't shout me out because I'm preaching good. All right, all right. Let me point something out to you right quick. I got 13 minutes to point something out to you. I want to go back over something. God told me to go back over it. Look at Isaiah 58:8 again. Embracing the amazing grace of help. Isaiah 58:8. That's a powerful verse, man. That is powerful. Look at it. Look at that. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily.
Yes.
Look, notice what come first. Notice what come first. What?
Light.
Light came first.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's what we're all about here.
Yes.
Light. Thy word is a lamp,
yes,
to my feet and a light to my path. The entrance of God's word give us light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
Yes.
He told us, let your little light shine.
Yes.
That's your little light shining is help.
Yes.
Look, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily. The light, then the help. See, that's the call on this ministry right now, to bring the body of Christ to the light of the fact that they can have help, and that health is already on the inside of them. Matter of fact, they already held it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, when you step up to a faucet, the water ready to come out.
Yes.
But it's not going to just come out.
Amen.
But when you turn or pull that lever, the water come out.
Yes.
So the health in you.
Yes.
All I'm trying to do is get you to turn the lever.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I know you believe in God. I know you wouldn't be at church on Tuesday night if you don't believe in God.
Amen.
That's right.
See? And then the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something.
Uh-huh.
Out of the ordinary.
Yes, out of the ordinary.
Like putting mud in your eye and you're blind already. Then spit on it. Put some more germ on it. Then I'm laying down here, can't walk. He said, take up your bed. Uh-huh. And walk. Take up your bed. See, you're supposed to, hey, see, but you're supposed to be lost when he said, take up your bed. I can't do nothing. Take up your bed. So you got to make an effort, see. And so I'm understanding that man reached to get that bed, walking came in him. See, something out of the ordinary. There's some signal or some way God going to speak to you, and you're going to have to be ready for it. And it all going to be backed up by scripture. See, the Lord never tell you to do nothing without a scripture. Yeah, his word. Don't go do something stupid. You need scriptures to keep you flowing with God. If it ain't in the word, don't you do it. Are you listening? Now, let me try. Let me come by tele sata. Let me try here. Why was in Isaiah? Why was I? 58:8. Amazing grace of help.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then I've got to go back. Engage in help through the attendance of the word. Read Proverbs 3:5. I told you Sunday. And 8:3-5-8. Proverbs 4:22-23. Read them over and over. Empowering your body to partake help. And I told you Romans 12:1. 1 Corinthians 6:19. He told me to go over this because there's so much information. Experiencing health in divine dimension. You remember that? You remember that? Jeremiah 30:17-33-6. Now, when I told you John 10:10, exposing the enemy of your help. John 10:10. Enlightenment must come through the spirit of light.
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians 4:13 talks about the spirit of faith. When the spirit of light turn on, the spirit of faith take on.
Yes.
Now listen, children. Excitement cannot take the place of manifestation.
Amen.
Scriptures without the full revelation of Jesus will not produce your divine right. Scriptures without the full revelation of Jesus will not produce your divine rights. Then 3 John 2, y'all know what that said, 3 John 2, right? Beloved, wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Well, let me make a statement from that. Erasing all doubts from your mind about stepping into your health. You got to get that erased with 3 John. You see, until you connect 3 John with Psalm 139:14, my soul knows right well. Anybody know what exploit mean? Exploit? Huh? Things out of ordinary? Huh? Exploit is coming to the health realm in a remnant of God people that believe.
Yes.
Daniel 11:32.
Yes.
Excelling on purpose with a purpose to the glory of God and his kingdom.
Yes.
As the Matthew 6:10, we talked about that. Now listen, I didn't say this one. I want you to get this one. And this one, the man one. Emotion will block your health if you keep going through the same motion. Then I heard the Spirit says, entering into the spirit of health, not just a letter. See, that's what I was talking about, the anointing. Entering into the health mindset now and your body will follow. That's Psalm 139:14. I just said 3 John. Taking your body out of control, putting your spirit back in control. Body health, I told you, is elementary. Release your anointing now. There's no power that can stop you from receiving what Jesus has paid for. Y'all ain't answering me enough on that. All this powerful stuff. Shoot. Y'all just sitting there like I'm not saying nothing. Let me say it again. Jesus Christ. Let me go home and sleep better. Let me read this again. Taking your body out of control, putting your spirit back in control. Body, you're not going to tell me how you're going to be. I'm going to tell you how you are. Taking your body out of control, putting your spirit back in control. Body health. Wait a minute, you heard it? Body health is elementary. You mean to tell me I'm still in grammar school in the spirit realm when I'm sick and believe I can't get well? And I let other systems and other things talk to me, and I'm not consulting God about what my next move is, what my next step is?
Amen.
I do not have three scriptures God has given to me about my health. I haven't taken time. I took pet scriptures that everybody else got, but I never asked God what you want me to stand on. Somebody better help me up in here. And as I'm reading my daily devotion, he'll speak to me. And he'll give you those scriptures, and you stay on those scriptures because they are the foundation for your health. You can't stand on somebody else's foundation. You can hear all the testimonies you want from other people. Good. That's encouraging. But I need a word from God for myself. Come on now. I say it. I need a word from God about my health for myself. Jesus is health on the inside of you. Health is letting Jesus manifest. The spirit is not going to move or manifest without Jesus. Jesus must be revealed by the spirit in every situation and every petition. Come on, son.
Hallelujah. That's good stuff there.
Yeah, come on. Y'all listen to that again, all right?
Yeah.
Y'all get me stuck now. I'm not going to be to go no further. I just come teach y'all the same thing over and over again.
That's good. Thank you. I take it.
Health, grace is revealed and released to my faith. You go over those scriptures, go over those statements, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And he will.
Yeah.
Praise God.
All right. All right.